I heard Grandpa on my transistor radio. Though he turned in his bones 20 years ago.
CITR is seeking to fill the airways with the names, voices, and ideas of you, our listeners,
who will help us raise $24,000 during this fund drive.
We want you to take ownership of your station. After the fund drive, we'll record donors' voices for a special donor recognition day.
Donors' names will be read out each hour, and donors of $101.9 or more will have a chance to air a personalized message, a rant, a birthday wish, a poem to a girlfriend, or a shout-out to a favorite band.
This is a small way for us to thank you for your support of quality independent radio.
And I finally realized what he wanted to show me. Where I've been, where I am, is the show.
Own your frequency.
This is your station.
Support CITR now. Call 604-822-8648. 604-UBC-UNIT.
Or donate online at citr.ca/donate.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show, so stick around for special interviews, prizes, fun drive, and lots of cool music.
I don't know
time. I can't take it anymore, not for a second time. Girl, you gotta stand up and tell me what I'm doing wrong. I say you gotta stand up and tell me what I'm doing wrong. Baby, can you hear me? I can't reach your mind. I want you near me, baby, all the time. It should be easy. Well, it never is with you. A waste of time. Love comes easy when you're young and life has just begun. Girl, you gotta stand up and tell me what I'm doing wrong. I say you gotta stand up and tell me what I'm doing wrong. Baby, can you hear me? I can't reach your mind. It should be easy. Well, it never is with you. Maybe if you show me, teach me how it's done. I wanna know you, feel you, be the one. It should be easy. Well, it never is with you.
wake up in the morning and miss you. Hang my empty heart on a chair. Strap a rubber sole to my shoulder.
This boy and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
The Pendulum Restaurant, your source for fresh dishes made in-house. The Pendulum boasts a large selection of vegan dishes, a comfortable atmosphere, and tasty breakfasts. On sunny days, you can also enjoy the licensed patio. Conveniently located next to the pit, the Pendulum is open 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society. Hey, as far as I'm your man.
So you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. My name is Osvaldo Perez. And we're here in the fun drive still. We're still accepting your money. So we can upgrade our equipment and we can do a lot of stuff with the donation. We have $16,303.80. So that's great, guys. Thank you very much to all the people that donated. I know that today Robert Hammond donated. Jason Paulette was also going to donate some money. Jordan donated before, so Jordan Gray. So pretty cool, a lot of people listening to the show. So we started the show with a little Swedish touch there. Listen to three Swedish bands. The first one was The Ark with the song One of Us is Going to Die Young. The second was Melody Club with Baby Stand Up. And we listened to Money Brother with Their Building Walls Around Us. And what else? We have a lot of cool things. The telephone number to donate is 604-822-8648. 822-8648. 604-822-8648. We have a lot of cool prizes. We have tickets to give away. We have special CDs. For the people that donate today, I have some CDs that you can choose from. One is International Hits from the Morning After Show. The other is some Canadian content, mostly from Vancouver. And the other was Spanish music, Spanish rock, also that you can only listen here on the Morning After Show. So if you donate, you can choose one of those CDs depending on the amount of money of your donation. If you donate 101.9 FM, I'll give you the three CDs plus Karen Foley CD plus Elodio CD. So if you donate $101.9, you get five CDs. And then we have tickets to give away too. So you can choose between three or four concerts that we have. And what else? It includes a t-shirt too. I just got a t-shirt. It's pretty cool. It's gray. And it has a big eyeball there. And it has 101.9 FM. So pretty cool. What else? We have a lot of music today. Music from around the world. So, but before let's stay here in Vancouver. This is a CD that they gave me at the VC Music Schmooze Party. The band, it's called Kilmore Place, and it's pretty nice. I like this CD. This is from Vancouver. It's an EP actually. So let's listen to the first song, The Guards Don't Sleep. And then we're going to listen to You Say Party, We Say Die, another favorite of Vancouver. And then we have a couple of interviews. Yeah, so pretty cool, pretty exciting. Telephone number 822-8648 to donate 822 8648. And if you're listening to us online, what you need to do to listen to us when you go to www.citr.ca, you need to click on Donate Now, and then you're going to enter the normal website, and then just go to listen, and everything will be okay.
Oh, objects. Boy, listen to the rag folks go take a walk on the water.
So 101.9 FM, this is a morning after show. We were listening there to this band called Kilmore Place. First, the song was called The Guards Don't Sleep, and then we were listening to You Say Party, We Say Die. They have a cool new CD called Quadruple X, and the song was Glory. And we have on the phone another Vancouver legend in music. I don't know. Are you there, Hutch?
Yeah. I am indeed.
Yeah, because you've been around for a while now, no? Like playing music and shows and stuff?
Yeah, pretty much. We've been, or myself at least, but I've been in, I guess, band since about 95 or 96. So, but a legend, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
In my own mind, maybe.
Yeah. So it's we're talking with Hutch here from Sex with Strangers, because they have a new CD and a new video that you're... I guess releasing today to the internet, or what's the story?
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, we just posted it online, so it's our first video for a song called New City Anthem. So if you type in the keyword New City Anthem on YouTube, you can pull it up now. And yeah, we just really excited about it, and it's I guess kind of the first single sort of thing off our new record. So yeah, it's pretty exciting day. The early feedback's been really good, so check it out.
Cool. This is number 3 CD, or how many CDs do you guys have?
Yeah, for Sex with Strangers, this is our 3rd CD now, so we're almost pumping out one a year, which is kind of exciting, and they've all been independently produced and financed, and same with the videos, so it's, yeah, it's a pretty exciting day, I guess, around here.
Yeah, yeah, and who writes the songs, or what's the story behind the songwriting?
For us, it's myself and my, I guess, sort of the co-writer is a gentleman named Magnus Magnum, very common name out there. And, yeah, we've been together for, actually, myself and him have been playing in bands since 1996. We actually have been kind of writing songs off and on, I guess, for about 12, 13 years. So with this band, we've just been together for about the last three and a half years. And, yeah, it's basically been myself and him and... yeah, we usually just, you know, get together and we'll actually usually do things. We even still use a 4-track or we'll do a little bit of GarageBand. And we actually do a lot of our writing in the studio itself. So it's pretty rare that we go into the studio and actually have a song ready. So we like to get down there and just kind of, you know, watch it evolve and work with our co-producer, Mark Henning. And yeah, and that's kind of how we usually, it's funny, when we just released this record, we went back and listened to the, you know, all the first ideas that we had down on a 4-track or GarageBand. And it's... the difference is you wouldn't even recognize the songs anymore. So, but it's fun.
Cool. Yeah. So it's you mainly. It's like the trilogy, no? Like you mainly talk about robots and the end of the world and stuff like that.
Definitely robots. Not so much the end of the world. We hope, but yeah, it's actually kind of a concept record because when we first the very first song we did at Sex with Strangers was a single called Dance Police, and it was kind of based around this idea of imagine if, you know, there was a sequel to the movie Footloose, and it was set in the year, you know, 2000 whatever 55, and you know, people weren't allowed to dance, and if you were caught dancing, then these robots called the Dance Police would come in and wipe you out and all that sort of stuff. So we kind of thought that was a funny idea, so we kind of expanded on that in the last record, The Modern Seduction, and then this time we take the whole story over to Asia in Tokyo and do some kind of twists on that sort of theme over there. So yeah, it does have a pretty kind of, you know, unique story, I guess, to it. But
yeah. So hence the title, The Tokyo Steel. No?
The Tokyo Steel, yeah. Special material that's infused into these female she-bots that makes them just deadly, Oswaldo. Deadly.
Cool. Yeah, it reminded me a little bit. I'm reading this book called The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy by Douglas Adams.
Yeah.
Well, it's a series of books. Pretty funny, actually. Funny guy.
Yeah, there's definitely a little inspiration there for sure.
Cool. So we're here in the middle of the phone drive. If you want to donate, the telephone number is 822-8648, 822-8648, so we can continue supporting bands like Sex with Strangers, which is, you mentioned you're an independent band, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So your guys' support has been huge. You especially, as Waldo, has been playing us right from the get-go. So, even as recent as the... We had our video release party at the Media Club on Saturday night, which was a huge success, and that was presented by CITR. And we had our CD release party at the Biltmore last month, and that was, you know, presented by CITR as well. And it made a huge difference for us. And like you were saying, it's funny because we were Mike and I were talking, and it was back in 1996 when we were playing in our first band. It was a kind of a post-punky sort of scrappy band called The Harvey Switch, and we were actually in the Shindig. We got to the finals there in '96, and that was still one of the best experiences of our life, so yeah. Definitely encourage everyone to get, you know, down to the railway for the end of that competition as well. That's a huge part of our Vancouver music scene. So
yeah, tonight there's a semi-final. I'll tell you the bands later, because I don't have them here on hand, but this is the second night of the semi-final.
Exactly, yeah.
So that was the first time that you listened to CITR, or did you get in contact with CITR, the Shindig? Or?
Yeah, it would have been probably 1996. A friend, like, we actually, I was working in a sporting goods store, a couple of us, and one of the guys that worked back in the service shop used to work on skis and snowboards and stuff. He was a huge fan of CITR, and he always somehow was able to get it in on his radio, I guess, back there. And so, you know, we'd be back there all the time throughout the day, and he'd kind of expose us to that. And then that's how we were just started putting our band together at that time. And he recommended us to put something into Shindig. So we got a little, you know, nasty little tape together and put it, submitted it. And then that was the rest was history. So, yeah. Since then, it's been a pretty good relationship, I guess.
The 90s, huh?
The 90s, baby. The Starfish Room.
Yeah, RIP.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Hatch, for coming. Where's the next gigs, or when can people listen to Sex with Strangers live? Because it's a good show that you guys put on.
Yeah. Well, the next one we're going over to Victoria in December, and then we're probably, our next show actually won't be until January. But we've got a big show planned with Fake Shark, Real Zombie, and another band called Akoff. So probably, hopefully, CR2 will be involved in that. And that's at the end of January down at the Lamplighter, which is going to start doing a bit of live music again too. And then,
oh really?
And then we're heading down to South by Southwest in March, which is going to be really exciting too for us, first time. So
cool. Very good. Yeah. Fake Shark, Real Zombie. It's also one of CITR's favorite band. Well, listeners like a lot Fake Shark, Real Zombie.
Yeah, it'll be a pretty energetic show, I think.
Yeah. So food for dancing.
You bet.
Yeah, so thanks, Hatch. So people can listen to or watch your video now, New City Anthem. It's released now on YouTube, no?
Yes, you bet.
Okay, anything else you want to ask before?
No, that's great. Just make sure, you know, everyone listening, just keep supporting. I know you guys have been crazy there, so congratulations on all the stuff you guys have been doing so far this week. And yeah, thanks a lot for the support.
Yeah. If you want to donate, 822-8648. And then I have CDs to give away for free. Well, not for free, with a donation, but pretty cool CD. So telephone number, 822-8648. And let's listen to the song, New City Anthem, no?
Sounds good.
Cool. Well, thanks, Hatch, for calling. And
thanks,
you're listening to The Morning After Show.
These enemies worth fighting for. November 16th to 27th, CRTR will be hosting a two-week video game competition. On the main floor of the sub, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., Ms. Pac-Man and Galaga will be set up. $2 to play. Highest scores of the day get a limited edition CITR Fun Drive t-shirt. Highest scores at the end of the 2 weeks gets a trip to Las Vegas, courtesy of Travel Cuts. So come and be old school.
Thank you.
CITR. You're listening to The Morning After Show. My name is Osvaldo Perez, 1216, almost 17, here in Vancouver, beautiful British Columbia. And I think somebody were, a couple of people were donating on the phone. Thank you, guys. If you want to donate, 822-8648. I have a call of a lot of new cool prizes. I have three CDs that I'm giving away, one international hits from The Morning After Show, one national Canadian hits from The Morning After Show, and some Spanish also from The Morning After Show. We have also Karen Fowley's CD, Pushing the Edge, and from France, Elodio. Also, we're giving away those CDs for the people who donate. And also, we're going to give you tickets to go check out Monin. They're playing on November 25 at the venue. So you can also win tickets if you donate right now to 604-822-8648. It's Monin on the 25. Or if you want, I can give you also, if you're into heavy metal, I can send you to the Commodore Ballroom to see Cannibal Corpse on December 2nd. Cannibal Corpse is coming with a special guest on Earth, Born of Osiris and Hate Eternal. That's Saturday. That's Wednesday, December 2nd, I believe. Tickets are $30, so, you know, if you donate $30, you get those tickets plus more surprises. Los Furious are playing also this Friday, so we're gonna put a song from them. They're having a CD release party, so we'll talk a little bit. That's gonna be at the Commercial Drive, the Legion. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. We'll listen to a song from them. We're listening then, and we'll be right back with an interview. So.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Stand tall, walk proud. Don't ever let them get you down. Stand tall, walk proud. Don't ever let them get you down. Stand tall, you walk proud. Don't ever let them get you down. You stand tall.
So those are the Furious, pretty cool band from Vancouver, one of the Vancouver's favorite bands. They're having a CD release party. I don't know what the name of the city. You probably should have an interview with them. The concert is next Friday, and it's going to be at the Legion. That's on Commercial Drive. Commercial and... I believe it's 6th Avenue. So they're going to be playing with La Severa Matacera from Colombia, special band La Severa Matacera. So you should really go on Friday to check them out, because they're a very, very, very fun band to watch live. Los Furious from Vancouver. And what else? Where were we listening there before Los Furious? That song was called Together as One. Before then, we were listening to Falcao and Monashi, another Vancouver band. The song was called Teleportation. So, there you go. What else? Telephone number to donate. Somebody donated, but I didn't have time to go check it out. So, I'll tell you who donated after the interview, because we have a special interview. Telephone number to donate, 8228648. 604-822-8648. Prices that I'm going to give, 5 CDs. Ticket concerts that we have there for Monin or Cannibal Corpse or Priestess on December 3rd at the Commodore. I can also give you that. Plus, I'm going to buy you a beer tonight at the Railway on the Shindig. Who's playing at the Shindig is the semifinal number 2, Kidnap Kids, Manta Ray Gun, and Lengthy List of Lovers. There's a concert, jokes for beer. You can tell a joke and get a beer. Hogs are free. Ben Lai is going to be giving hogs for free. And if you donate, I'm going to buy you a beer too. So there it is, 822-8648, 822-8648. So going back to the interview, Jody, are you there? Hello? Hello, Jody.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Fine, thank you. And you?
Good.
Cool. So we have here on the phone Jody Glenham, a Vancouver singer-songwriter, I guess, no?
By way of Winnipeg, but yes, Vancouver for now.
Oh, yeah? You were born in Winnipeg?
I was born in Winnipeg.
In Winterpeg, no? They call that city?
It's true. Lots of snow, which is what probably brought me out to the West Coast.
Yeah? How long have you been here?
I've been here for 3.5 years.
Ah, okay. So you're used to the rain now, I guess. No?
I'm getting used to it, yeah.
Cool. Is it better than the snow, or...?
It's different.
It's different?
Everyone always says the cold is different, and it's true. But I don't know. I think I don't mind the rain.
Yeah. Cool. I kind of mind it sometimes, but, well...
It creates, like, cozy times inside, though. You get to, like, cuddle up and buy a heater, and I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
Drink some cocoa with Bailey's.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. I watch films and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. So Jody had a CD called Focus Pool.
Focus Pool, yeah.
Is this your first CD or?
This is actually my second album.
Your second album?
I did an album 2 years ago in Edmonton, where I lived in Edmonton for 7 years in between Winnipeg and Vancouver.
Okay.
All over the place, a bit of a gypsy.
Uh-huh. And what's the name of the first album?
The first album is called Brave New World.
Okay. And it was in Edmonton, huh? where you were on your way to Vancouver and just decided to stay 7 years in Edmonton?
I went to college out in Edmonton. That's what got me out of Winnipeg. And then just kind of decided to do something different in Vancouver, kind of called my name, so.
Cool. And so you recorded this album here in Vancouver at the Hive, I guess, no?
Focus Pool, yeah. I just recorded that at the Hive.
Okay, cool. And you have a lot of musicians there. Can you talk a little bit about the musicians that are involved in the...
There's quite a lot of local musicians on it. Mikey Manville plays acoustic guitar. Louise Burns from the Blue Violets, she plays bass. And then Al Boyle, who plays in numerous bands around town. He was playing in Plus Perfect. He plays in Hard Feelings. And I can't actually keep up on his projects, but he's an amazing drummer. Mm-hmm. And he did that. And then who else is on the album?
Andy Torr.
Yeah, Andy Torr. He plays in the Mikey Manville band with me. I play keys for Mikey Manville, so he kind of Mikey and Andy helped out with a couple tracks on the album.
Okay, cool. Cool. So you've been keeping busy, eh? So
I try to, yeah. I've got a new project called Francis May. It's a rock and roll duo, and my writing partner lives in Edmonton right now, so we've been writing back and forth over the internet all summer. And then he just came out here last weekend, and we snuck into the Hive for a day, and we recorded what we hope to be our EP. We're kind of not sure what we're doing with it, whether it's going to be a demo or whether it's going to be some sort of like soft release EP or whatever, but just to kind of get stuff down. And because it's tough living in two different cities, but it's more motivating because you actually, when you are in the same vicinity, you like really crack down and get stuff done. And yeah, there's a lot of buzz around that band right now too, so I'm super stoked to get that band on the road and start playing. And it's so different from my solo stuff too, so it's a lot of fun.
Cool. So how do you see the musical movement here in Vancouver, in as opposed to Edmonton or Winnipeg?
I find that the music community here is super awesome. Like it's really rich and it's vibrant and it's very really diverse. There's a lot more, I guess, experimental music kind of going on out here, kind of like the avant-garde punk and that sort of thing. I still kind of find that a lot of Vancouver's music scene is really spread out. Mm-hmm. That I've seen it get better in the last 3 years that I've been here. There's definitely more of a sense of community. I don't know if that's because I'm becoming more aware of the community here, because being an outsider, you're going to feel that kind of, that, you know, disconnection from it. But I think Vancouver's rad. I'm totally happy the way that things are working out here and the way I've been accepted into the scene and kind of involved in lots of different projects.
Cool. And how do you listen to, or how do you heard about CITR?
I knew about CITR when I was in Edmonton still, just through CJSR, the college station that's out there. And I befriended Luke Meat on MySpace, I don't know, 8 years ago. So that was my first connection to CITR.
Cool. And then you fell in love with CITR?
But of course. I'm in love with colored radio in general. I mean, why wouldn't you be? They play all the music of my friends.
You were telling me, you were in one of the shows before, or...
I was down. I was actually around the station last weekend or last week. I think it was. I was playing at the pub that's there.
Okay, the pit.
The gallery pub.
Ah, the gallery.
Yeah,
okay.
And I popped by the station. It was the first night of the fun drive.
So okay.
I'd never been down, and my friend Ben was running a show.
Uh-huh.
He said, pop by, check it out. So,
Ben Lai, he's going to be giving hugs for free today.
Oh, really?
At the railways, yeah.
Oh, right, because it's Shindig tonight.
Yeah, you should come.
Yeah.
Get a hug from Ben Lai.
I'm totally holding out for that. Ben venom coming from my hug.
Cool. So, Jody, cool CD. Recorded at Hive. Recorded by Jesse Gander.
Commander Gander.
Yeah. And any future shows, or where can people listen to your music? If they were, what can they buy your CD or what's
get my CD at Red Cat and at Zulu. You can also get it online at iTunes and at eMusic. You can buy it from me if you see me. I'm playing a music, like a compilation kind of Christmas show at Little Mountain Studios with a bunch of different artists on December 10th.
Okay.
Little Mountain Studios is on 26th and Main. Probably kicks off around 8:30. Analog Bell Service is playing. Danweb from Woodhands. There's a ton of artists that are playing. So.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's what's the name of the event? You said Christmas something.
Oh, this is it's a Christmas show.
Okay.
So last year we did something like it, and there was cocoa and good times. For those that can't go home for Christmas, like myself.
Okay, so it's a Christmas or anti-Christmas?
It is a Christmas
show.
It's
a Christmas,
yeah.
Okay.
There might be some anti, but that's up for the individual.
Cover charge?
Most likely it's a fundraiser for my friend Zoe's animal shelter stuff. So I think it's like $6.
Okay, cool. Any other gigs or anything else that you have there?
Not at the moment. I just played at the Biltmore last week, opening for Mike Plume. That was my last solo show. And then, Francis May is going to be booking stuff for the spring. So if anyone's wanting to play with us, please let me know. We're looking for some West Coast stuff to just kind of get started. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. So, yeah, check out Jody Glenham. She's from Winnipeg, but she's living here in Vancouver. She has a new CD, Focus Pull. And, well, thank you, Jody, for calling. And are you going to play on the show then? Or when? What's going to happen
with
that?
I think we're talking about me coming down next week.
So you coming?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so next week, don't miss the show because Jody Glenham is going to be playing live here on the Morning After show. So I'll guess we'll talk to you next week then.
Sounds
and
good.
Let's listen to the kind of single, no? The single of the CD,
this
Coffee
is
Soaked.
The CBC Radio 3 single, Coffee Soaked.
Okay, cool. So you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. And remember, so we can keep supporting these independent local artists, we need your donation, 604-822-8648. And I'm going to check out who donated so we can give them special prices.
Working in a coffee shop, listening to strangers talk. Oh, how the world seems so trivial. Drowning all my self-esteem in cinnamon spiced whipped cream. How the crowds get so radical. I see coffee-soaked dreams. This is all that it seems. 'Cause my mistake, but no one knows. I've learned too many ways to demonstrate. Bring your book, slam down your tea. Your four lands do not impress me, for I too have read Missioner. All that it seems, 'cause I
the hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Flex Your Head! Bongo abunda nangwaka is
bananguaka. Yes, you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. We were having an interview there with Jody Glenham. She's going to be playing next show here, so check her out. She's going to bring her keyboard. The song was Coffee Soaked. And then after her, we'll listen to Sex Party. Sex Party. I think these guys are from Vancouver. The song is Fell in Love with a Robot Maid. Lots of robots today here on the show. We have sex with strangers also. And what else? Well, the phone drive. That's what we're doing today. Thanks for Natalie. Natalie donated the money to the station. So thank you, Natalie. And if you want to donate, 822-8648-604-822-8648. There are some people there waiting for your call. And I forgot what I was going to do. Oh yeah, prices that you can get. You can get the 5 CDs, so you can get tickets to go see Monin or Cannibal Corpse, whatever you prefer. You can get a beer at the railway. Tonight is the shindig, and what else? Well, depends on how much money you donate. You get also CITR prices. For $60, you get an umbrella. For $101.9, you get a t-shirt, which is really cool. I'm wearing it right now. Too bad you can't see it, but it's very interesting. For $175, you get the t-shirt and the umbrella. For $250, you get the t-shirt, the umbrella, and a hoodie. And then more than that, you can just get more prices. And of course, you get a friend's card that gives you discounts to all the cool CD and LP shops, and some cafes and restaurants and clothes and a lot of stuff. Cool stuff. And what else? You can listen to the show if you miss it on CITR.ca, www.citr.ca, and just subscribe to the podcast, The Morning After Show. Yeah. So we're going to continue with more music. We still have a little over 15 minutes before Cliff Nesterov comes here with his show. So we're going to go to Spain and listen to a couple of cover charges that... a couple of cover songs that I really like. One of my favorite songs. And then I'll be back here, 101.9 FM. This is kind of sad, this song, but I really, really like it.
I fell in love again. All things go, all things go. Drove to Chicago. All things know, we sold our clothes to the sea. I don't mind, I don't mind. I made a lot of mistakes in my mind, in my mind. To New York. from myself and from the land.
I made a lot of mistakes. 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 You came to take us. All things go to recreate us. All things grow, all things grow. We had our mindset. All things know, all things know.
We'll be right back.
you've seen the stars reflect in the reservoir, and you have never been in love until you've seen the sunrise behind the home for the blind. We are the pretty petty thieves, and you're standing on our street where Hector was the first of the gun, with the gun in his hand, and the first to the time, the first of the gang to die. Oh my, Hector was the first of the gun, with the gun in his hand, and the first to the time, the first of the gang to die. Oh my. You have never been in love until you've seen the sunlight thrown over smashed human bone. We are the pretty petty thieves, and you're standing on our street where Hector was the first of the gun, with the gun in his hand, and the first to the time, the first of the gun to die. Such a silly boy, Hector was the first of the gun, with the gun in his hand, and the bullet in his gut, and the first lost lad to go under the sod.
Back here at 101.9 FM. I want to thank the guys from Band Music also. Band Music, www.bandmusic.ca. It's pretty cool fanzine. They donated some money too. So check it out. It has a lot of cool Vancouver music, a lot of content, some blogs, and some interesting stuff. There are some videos, interviews, and a lot about the Vancouver movement on Band Music. Yeah, we were listening there to Arizona Baby and L.A. Oh, no, well, after that, we listen to Mendez and Dorian, also from Spain. They're covering Morrissey, First of the Gang to Die. Before them, we listen to Arizona Baby and L.A., Standing in the Way of Control. That's a Gossip cover. And Vetusta Morla and Cristina Rosenbinch with the song Chicago. That's for Sufjan Stevens. Music that you can only listen here on CITR 101.9 FM, and especially the morning after show. What else? To donate, 822-8648, 822-8648. Thanks also for Max Heim. Max also donated some money, so he's a long-time listener here of CITR as well. So Max, I owe you a beer then. If you come to the railway today, I will buy you a beer today. For the other person, Natalie, that donated also, I'll buy her a beer if she goes to the railway tonight, the Shindig. Well, the band music people, well, I can give them some more different prices, maybe some wine or something. So anyways, this was the morning after show. If you missed the show, you can podcast at citr.ca, www.citr.ca. And what else? Awesome events. The CITR Fun Drive Finale, that's going to be on Friday. Friday, there's a lot of things to do. So there's Furious playing at the Legion, Commercial Drive on 6th Avenue, the release CD with Colombian band Sonora Matacera. And also on November 27th, on Friday, at the Wise Hall, it's the Fun Drive Finale here from CITR. It's by donation, so it would be nice if you can go there. And what else? People that are going to be playing on the Fun Drive Finale: Nardwar and the Evaporators, White Long, Mount Career. There's going to be some comedy by Pump Trolley, and some prizes and silent auctions and a lot of things. It's an all ages show, so you can everybody can go there. But there's going to be drinks, alcoholic drinks for people over 19. So that's also on Friday. And also on Friday, there's going to be fundraising for the... It's called for the I Am a Free Speech Zone Dance. Arctic is playing there. It's a benefit supporting COP, the BC Liberties Union, and other groups that are dealing with the free speech issues surrounding the Olympics and stuff. Also, the SSRIs are going to be playing, and Pawn Shop Diamonds. That's going to be happening at Cambrian Hall. That's 215 East 17th Avenue, half a block east of Maine. Doors at 8, and that's $10. So there you go, lots of things to do on Friday. So, yes, go out in the rain and support local music. So we're going to say goodbye with this song from Guatemalan band Suburbia Suburbana. Cliff is here for his show, so thank you very much, and I'll see you next week. De la dualidad.